Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. I'd like to welcome you to the Enterprise Town Advisory Board for April 29th, 2026. First order of business, would you please stand for the Pledge of Allegiance?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Okay, good evening. Let the roll call show that Barry has been excused. All other board members are present. Jen is from the county staff for comprehensive planning tonight, and Tiffany from Major Colonel Nathans. Yeah, wrong service. Commissioner Nath's office.
I'll call him Colonel.
Okay. That's easier than my vocabulary. In there. I've got some notes for tonight's meeting. Items on this agenda may be taken out of order. The board may combine two or more agenda items for consideration. The board may remove an item from the agenda or delay discussion relating to an item at any time. No action may be taken on any matter not listed on the posted agenda. Public responses to the applicant's presentation will be limited to 3 minutes. All planning and zoning matters heard at this meeting are forwarded to the Board of County Commissioners Zoning Commission, BCC, or the Clark County Planning Commission, PC, for final action. Please turn off or mute all cell phones and other electronic devices. Please take all private conversations outside the room. Yeah, so, and that would, if you want to have a discussion with the applicant, yeah, please take it out down the way so we don't get any, we can continue on quickly. There. Next up is the first public comment period. This period is devoted to comments by the general public about items on our agenda. No discussion, action, or vote may be taken on this agenda item. You will be afforded the opportunity to speak on individual public hearing items at the time they are presented. If you wish to speak to the board about items within its jurisdiction but not appearing on this agenda, you must wait until comments by the general public period listed at the end of this agenda. Comments will be limited to 3 minutes. Please step up to the speaker's podium and clearly state your name, address, and please spell your last name for the record. If any member of the board wishes to extend the length of a presentation, it will be done by the chair or board by majority vote. So at this point, are there any general comments on tonight's agenda? Hearing none, seeing none, I'll close the public comment. Next item is approval of the minutes for 15 April 2026, and I've got no additional items. Tiffany, do you have anything?
No, I do not.
Carmen?
No.
Board members?
Nope.
Okay. I'll make a motion that we approve the Enterprise Town Advisory Board minutes for April 15, 2026 as published. Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion carries. Next item is approval of the agenda for April 29th, 2026 to hold, combine, or delete any items for possible action. And surprisingly, I have no related items tonight in there. So is there anybody has any additional information on the agenda? Hearing none, seeing none. I'll make a motion to approve the agenda for the Enterprise Town Advisory Board for April 29, 2026 as published. Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Next item is informational items. Tiffany, do you have any for tonight?
No, I do not.
Carmen?
No.
Board members?
No.
Okay. And I have none, so I'll close the informational items. That brings us down to planning and zoning. Item number one is WS260172, waiver development standards to reduce setbacks for an existing detached carport in conjunction with an existing family single residence on 0.5 acres in an RS20 residential single family 20 zone within the neighborhood protection RNP overlay. They located north of Warren Springs Road, east of Hinson Street, with an enterprise for possible action. Yes, sir.
Good afternoon. Name is Francisco Salinas.
Can you use the microphone, please?
Yeah. Make sure the green ring on the bottom is on.
Just push the button. There you go.
Name is Francisco Salinas. Last name is spelled S-A-L-I-N-A-S. Address 10201 Splendor Ridge Avenue, 89135. I'm here on behalf of the owner of the property, Mr. Nierzino.
Hi, my name is Nierzino. Last name spelled Z-I-N-O. Address 7270 Hinson Street, Las Vegas, Nevada, 89118.
We're here tonight to ask for your approval on the setbacks, review setbacks for this property. It is a metal carport for a RV storage. Currently, it was built about three feet, 2 inches from the property line currently. The project itself will be going to the county for a permit as well. And that's what we are asking for your approval on.
Do you have any diagrams, plot diagrams, etc.?
Yes.
Could you put it down on here and we can show them?
The structure is at 16 feet, 5 inches tall. Okay. So it can store a large RV unit. If you look at the picture below on this side of the property, the resident next door has some very tall trees where you really can't see the structure from that property. Behind it, there is an empty lot. So there isn't any hardship for anybody in the neighborhood.
Okay, I've got a couple questions on it.
Sure.
First of all, I'll open it up. Are there any public comments on item number one? Hearing none, seeing none, I'll close the public comments on item number one. Now we'll turn it over to the board. And how did we get this as a application?
I'm sorry, what's your question?
Well, normally we see some reason why the application shows up in front of us, and I don't see any of that in this particular document that I've got in front of me. You know, sometimes it's a complaint that someone makes and the county comes out and looks at it, and it's a CC
yes.
Pro item.
Yes, the county inspectors drove by and saw the structure, and they asked the owner to submit paperwork for a permit for it.
Okay.
Which triggered the need for a waiver.
Okay, I was wondering because I couldn't get that from what was in here.
Yes.
And the other is what I find extremely unusual. I don't know, have you looked at the conditions they put on this?
None.
Okay. The first, if approved, condition by comprehensive planning is the building permit for the carport shall not be issued until the non-compliant fence along Hinson Street is removed or appropriately modified to comply with Title 30 requirements.
The fence in question, as of today, they were finishing the fence to have
okay.
50% visibility.
Okay. And then Public Works also put one in, applicant to remove all non-standard improvements within the right-of-way. And if I believe in the pictures I saw, there's vegetation up next to the road.
That was already again.
About 6 months ago.
That's it. Okay.
It's been removed 6 months ago to 2 feet away from the property.
Because I wanted to make sure what was happening with those.
No, we spoke.
Because, you know, if this does get approved and those are still there, it doesn't get you out of the hole.
Absolutely.
No.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. As of today, we fixed the fence, mm-hmm. and as of 6 months ago, we fixed all the vegetation.
Okay.
Once the inspector came by, we fixed it right away.
Okay. Thank you. Board members, where do you want to go?
Yeah, I was just trying to see what is the color of this cardboard? Is it matching the house?
It's a metal structure. I want to say aluminum.
Aluminum, yeah.
Mm-hmm. There's no color to it.
So it's just pure aluminum?
Yes.
The picture over here shows the color pretty well on the bottom.
Do you have any documentation from the adjacent neighbor in favor or against this action?
That's something we can probably obtain. We don't have it at the moment.
Have you spoken with the neighbor at all about it?
Nope, not at all.
And did you install this yourself?
I had a professional company install it. We prepared the footing of the structure with SJC Construction. They're licensed in the state of Nevada. So we did the proper footing and the proper installation for it back in 2019. Been calculating the height and the strength according to the winds.
Mm-hmm.
Winter, perhaps snow falling on it.
Yeah.
We calculated everything.
Yeah, I'm a little surprised they didn't go for a use permit.
With using a licensed contractor, did he tell you a permit was required?
No. Also, the company that installed it said that it's not required.
Yeah.
Back then.
It has been required.
Yeah.
5 foot was the minimum
Now I found out, and I'm standing here for.
Yeah. You know, the one thing I see going in favor of it, it's metal. If it was flammable, we'd probably say no in a heartbeat. And so.
The
fact that you've taken care of the other two items speaks in your favor. Andy?
I don't, given this particular application, I don't necessarily have any problems with it. Maybe if there's a way, and I don't even know if this is possible, to make certain that the neighbors are all right with it, but I don't know.
They have 3 weeks between now and Planning Commission, so they can certainly attempt to get that support and presented to the Planning Commission.
Yeah, because that would be an additional plus with the Planning Commission.
Okay. Yeah. One other thing I wanted to add, and even if we could make it an addition or a condition of our approval, if this was done by a contractor, was engineering provided? And are there plans for this structure that show engineering calculations for live load, dead load, wind load? Is there engineering for this structure that exists?
So, if I had those, I would have provided them with me to this meeting.
But isn't the condition says that you do get building permit for this cardboard, so you will need to provide those calculations?
Right. That wouldn't be at this zoning entitlement.
It's not a big deal, but
they will have to get
a
building permit, so they're going to need
They're going to need it. Well, if he had it here tonight, I'd say, sure. If there's engineering, I got no problem just taking the plan.
We anticipate that if you guys approve it, then yes, because as a condition, we have to get the permit for that structure. Therefore, they're going to require whatever structural engineering that's needed.
Yeah, that's the second bullet under their conditions
mm-hmm.
in there. But the county staff says no. That's why they say roof conditions in there. But gentlemen, what do you think?
I think I'm okay that it goes. So I'm still concerned about the finishes, you know, it's not matching the area.
I think. Let me see the little bit more.
It's certainly not the only one around.
No, it's not inappropriate.
Yeah,
I'm just concerned about engineering.
Well, the engineering, they're going to have to. If they can't get permit because they can't get the engineering, then it's got to go.
Yeah, and then they'll be back in a year.
Well, no, they could get it something engineered works.
Yeah,
but they're aware now what the requirements are. So
we're definitely aware of the options.
Definitely aware of the options. Yeah.
I'll make a motion on WS 2601172 for approval per staff if approved conditions. Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion carries.
Thank you much. Thank you.
Item number two is ET 2640021ZC 0396. Waiver development standards, second extension of time to allow modified driveway design standards. Design reviews for the following: 1, single family residential development; 2, hammerhead street design; 3, finished grade on 1.4 acres in an RS residential single family 2 zone, generally located east of Decatur Boulevard and south of Ford Avenue within Enterprise, for possible action. And the only thing we need is why we need the extension.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman, town board members. My name is Tony Celeste, address 1980 Festival Plaza Drive, here on behalf of the applicant. As you can see, our site is highlighted here in yellow, just east of Decatur. We are coming in for extension of time because this property right here adjacent to us is a BLM property, although with a county reservation on it for multifamily. We are providing access, as you can see on our approved site plan, to the south right here, that will ultimately connect to Decatur. We had to file a BLM grant of easement for that. We just finally obtained that, but because of that, it set us behind on obtaining off-site improvement permits, so we are asking for another extension of time on this project. Happy to answer any questions.
Okay, I'll open item number two up for public comment. Any public comment, item number two? Hearing none, seeing none, I'll close public comment. My first question is, how long does the BLM take? Because we're seeing this more and more. We kind of need a feel for it.
So, 18 months to 2 years, it takes that long.
Okay. So we're talking, if you need a grant, they're probably in here for at least an extension, if not a third extension of time.
Exactly.
Okay.
Yeah,
that clarifies a lot.
And to complicate, this might be too much, but because of every utility also needs to go through the same process we do, so MV Energy, water, they all have.
Everyone has
to get the same line we are, so it does get a little complicated.
Yeah.
So, I think it's a pretty good justification right now.
Yeah, federal government, real fun.
Right.
Okay. So, board members, I don't see a problem with this.
Yeah,
I think they're running into the bureaucracy.
I'll
make a motion on item number two, ET 2640021ZC 210396, for approval per staff conditions. Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion carries. Item number three is ET 2640022 UC 170705. Use permits, fourth extension of time for the following: 1, proposed place of worship; 2, proposed school; waiver development standards to waive street lights along Warbonnet Way and Torino Avenue on 16.85 acres in an RS-20 residential RS-20 zone within the Neighborhood Protection RMP overlay, generally located north of Pebble and west of Buffalo Drive with Enterprise for possible action. Good evening.
Hi, good evening. Thank you for your time today. My name is Rolando Otalo, 9833 Silver Chimes Court, Las Vegas, Nevada, 89183. I work for JDC Architects, and I'm here on behalf of the Full Gospel Church. Pastor Josh is present if there's any questions. Today we are here to request for an extension of time. In the past couple of years, since the last extension of time, they actually have proceeded with the project. They were able to obtain the necessary studies and off-site permits for the project, and they went through the building plan check for the building department for the on-site portion of the project, and they decided to prioritize the off-site work. They actually acquired a general contractor, did the off-site work. But at a certain point, they realized that they needed to pivot on the on-site portion of the project, which is something that is more feasible for the church to do at this time. And the original scope of the project was for a parking lot and a big worship facility, a big worship building. But now they want to pivot to a smaller building, worship building. And today we are here. Because during all that process of going through the permits and all of that stuff, now they need to request for an extension so that we can go through another design review. So, we are requesting an extension, please.
Okay. I'll open item number 3 up for public comment. Yes, sir.
Chairman, board members. I'm used to saying, may it please the court, but not here. my name is Mark Ryan, R-Y-A-N, and I reside with my family at 7980 West Sabino Avenue. We live directly across the street from this development. The relationship between the neighbors and the church has been very positive. Their off-sites are almost complete at this point and have been done, I think, very well. This has a slight amount of history. This has been a project that's been a long time in planning, and when it started, our house was the last house at the end of the street, and it didn't even go beyond that or around the school, this site. And since that time, BLM sold the land around parts of this, and so there are many more homes in the area than there were at the time when this was very underdeveloped. What we have is an extension of time requested, number 4, under a 2017 NOFA. And the third review for extension of time on that, it was stated clearly to the property owner that it would be the last one. There was a 25 NOFA then that required the street lights and did not have a waiver on any of the streets surrounding this. So, of course, they were required on the busier streets, Buffalo and Pebble, to have the off-sites include street lights. What happened is, in the very early stages, before we ever lived there or this area was developed, SWAN was used to asking to not have street lights in any RMP. That has since changed with the development of this area, having more families, more children, and everything else. And everyone along this area, on these other two streets that do not currently have street lights in the design, are in favor of having the street lights. This is an area where it's not just a worship center, it will be a school, starting with the youngest children. And we strongly feel that this is a safety issue and that we're just requesting to have the street lights on the other two streets that have not yet been developed. That is already contained within the 25 NOFA, which could be used as the basis for this, but this is being requested as a fourth extension under the 17 NOFA. If it does not include street lights, I would pose an opposition to the extension and revert to the 25 NOFA. If the tenant or if the owner is willing to have the street lights on those other two streets, I would support the extension.
Okay.
Thank you.
Any additional comments?
I'm the second half of the family, Shelley Ryan, at 7980 West Torino Avenue, Las Vegas, Nevada, 89113. And I support Mark's testimony. And if we are to extend the time and do not have streetlights, then I oppose the extension. Thank you.
Okay. Any additional comments on item number three? Hearing none, seeing none, I'll close the public comments. Now, as I read this, we don't have under this particular item on the agenda the ability to modify any of the previous decisions. The only thing that we can say is yay or nay, the time extension of time should be extended. Now, it does indicate in here that they are going to go into, looks like, designing smaller building, etc. And that would now be up to the church to modify their plans. And they could be put in at that time. So, how am I doing, Jen?
So this extension of time is for the use permit of a place of worship, and then I believe waivers of development standards.
Yeah.
In the original approval for 2017, there was also a design review of the church structure. The 2025 design review essentially expunged that original design of the structure and then replaced it with a different structure. So this extension is really just applicable to the use of the church and the associated waivers. I believe the applicant just indicated that they would be coming in for another design review where new conditions could be applied to the design of the building.
Yeah, that's pretty much what I thought on this. And so, you know, that's, so I would recommend, you know, getting together with the applicant. And as far as I'm aware, that they have worked with the neighbors quite well over a long period of time. And that, and this has been a long project in there. Most of the time when something is running this long, we just say, nope, time to do something else. But they are making progress. And I can understand that, you know, some organizations, which are not, we're pretty much relying on donations, get short of funds at times. So, you know, and that's, but I think they've been working through it. And I think they're making an honest attempt to get it done. You know, the position of this particular board has been streetlights on the arterials, but still keep the rural effect on the collectors and the local roads. However, we also believe that there's need of a new road design, that what we currently have on the charts doesn't work. And when they put in the full roads, doesn't help on our equestrian folks either. So there's a lot of different things in there. And I've got a thing I want to bring up later tonight under the general business, so for roads in there. So board members, what do you think?
I think I'm okay with it. It's a simple extension of time, and I think all the reasons that you mentioned.
I would agree.
Okay. So I'll make a motion in ET 264032 UC 170705 for approval per staff conditions. And that's a 2-year extension with the condition. So any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion carries. And it is per staff. Item number four is ET 2640025 NZC 210037, zone change, second extension of time to reclassify 1.05 acres from RS 20 residential single family zone to CG commercial zone. Waivers development standards are the one following: one, reduce landscaping; two, reduce setback ratio; three, reduce parking; four, alternative driveway geometrics; a design review for a commercial complex. Denny located south of Silverado Ranch and west of Arville Street within Enterprise. Description and file for possible action.
Good evening, town board members. My name is Susan Florian from Tenney Engineering, 6030 South Jones Boulevard, here on behalf of the applicant. This is just for an extension of time. My understanding is that there were conflict between the partnerships of this particular project. Everything has been resolved now, and we're currently have two active applications with a drainage study and a traffic study. With that, I conclude my presentation and be here to answer any questions that you may have.
Okay, I'll open item number four up for public comment at this time. Any public comments on item number four? Hearing none, seeing none, I'll close the public comments. And I saw we got a revision to this.
Yeah.
Which I was wondering what approve slash deny meant. That threw me for a bit. But the other also notice is recommendation pending. Okay, can you explain that a little bit?
Yeah, I spoke with the manager in the planning department regarding this to try to understand why the staff report was reading that way. And the background that I received was that Public Works was initially not supporting the project. I don't know if their recommendation will change. It sounded like since this got brought to the attention that the staff report read that way, Public Works is revisiting it. So I don't know where they will land. From planning's perspective, it looks like they've made progress. Some of that progress is mentioned in staff report. There's a development agreement that's been processed for the site, and that was as of maybe 2 days ago. So planning's opinion is that it should be approved. It sounds like there was just a different opinion for Public Works relating to the timeline for when some of those Public Works permits were filed.
Thank you. Thank you. Board members?
Has any work happened today? Have they started anything?
There's a traffic study and a drainage study being active right now. It's hopefully going to get approved. But they're both public work, mm-hmm. which is weird, but it's both public work applications.
I was curious if they're actually in the dirt, in the ground, moving any dirt at this point in time.
No, they have to get approval first of the drainage and the traffic study before we can do any groundwork.
Okay, that's. Yeah, I think this is one of these where there's enough material to say, yeah, let's go with a second, but a third under the same conditions would be highly unlikely. So.
Yeah.
I'll make a motion at ET 26400025 NZC 21037 for approval per staff conditions. Any discussion?
Do you want to make it for if approved since they didn't really have a recommendation?
Yeah, well, staff recommended approval and Public Works said no.
Staff recommendation is pending recommendation.
Pending, yeah.
Preliminary staff conditions.
Could I say pending staff conditions?
Yeah.
Yeah, because
I think we get the.
Yeah, you know, that's because I think, say, you know, if approved conditions could technically apply. Yeah.
Yeah,
just per the conditions that have been outlined in the staff report.
Okay. I'll make a motion ET 26400025 NZC 210037 for approval pending staff recommended conditions.
Okay.
Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries.
Thank you, town board members. Have a good night.
For extension time, these are interesting.
They're just messing with us.
You can't do work until you have a permit. Go first time. Yeah, they finished.
Okay. Item number five is ET26400029ZC230823, designing reverse extension of time for the following: one, equipment rental facility; two, outdoor storage and display on 3.76 acres in an IL industrial light zone, generally located north of Cactus Avenue, east of Rainbow Boulevard, within Enterprise, for possible action.
Good evening again, Mr. Chairman, town board members. My name is Tony Celeste. Address 1980 Festival Plaza Drive, here on behalf of the applicant. Very similar to the one you just saw, must be the night for the BLM grant of easements, because we are obtaining access via the rush alignment, which does traverse across BLM property. You can see the approved site plan for it. This one, we are still waiting actually for the approval, so this one unfortunately is even a little bit farther behind than the one you just heard me present. So for those reasons, we are requesting another extension of time on this.
Okay. Any public comments on item number five?
I'm just curious.
Please, if you're going to talk, you got to step up, please.
My name is Rick Parker. I live at 6595 Rumio Court, Brockton, Las Vegas. We're across the street from this proposed site, and I'm just curious if this is just an extension of the original idea, original proposal, and nothing, because as I recall, we received cards similar to this a couple years ago.
What this does is either the Planning Commission or the Board of County Commissioners already made a decision on the project. They have not been able to meet the requirement to get it going, so they need an extension of time on all those original conditions that are still in effect.
Okay.
If they don't get it, the project goes south.
All right.
Does that help under?
Yeah, because I have no idea exactly what was proposed. It's a shelter or a full building?
Well, I suggest you talk to Mr. Celeste. Okay. He's represented the folks, and you know, after the meeting, he can fill you in pretty much on most of that stuff.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, any additional comments on item number five? Hearing none, seeing none, I'll close the public comments. Now you know why I asked about BLM grants.
Yes.
My only suggestion on this is I would modify the comprehensive planning to read until March 6, 2029.
Sounds good.
You're talking 12 to 14 months just to get.
Yeah.
So, board members?
I'm good.
Okay. So, I'll make a motion in ET26400029ZC230823 for approval per staff conditions, or let's say approval, and then change comprehensive planning bullet number one to read until March 6, 2029 to commence. Or the application will expire unless extended with an approval of an extension of time. So just modifying the 28 to 29 and per staff conditions. Any discussion?
like to check the code because that may, depends on how the extension of time is. Sometimes they're limited to 2 years. So before you make a vote on that, if you could just get that section. I think that's an appropriate recommendation. The code reads 2 years to commence unless the commissioner report determines otherwise.
Yeah, and our recommendation of the board is otherwise. Okay, any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion carries.
Thanks, guys. Have a good night.
That brings us down to general business, which is none. And in comments by the general public, a period dedicated to comments by the general public about matters of interest to the board's jurisdiction will be held. No vote may be taken on any matter or not listed on the posted agenda. Comments will be limited to 3 minutes. Please step up to the speaker's podium and clearly state your name, address, and spell your last name for the record. If any member of the board wishes to extend the length of the presentation, it will be done by the chair of the board by majority vote. And I've just got one item. We've been attempting to get a meeting with Public Works, and I'd like to put that back on the business agenda and submit a letter that was worked up a while ago to have the board discuss it and see if that's still what we want to go forward with. So,
I have a question or a clarification, Mr. Chair.
Okay.
On item number 3, the recommendation from staff was an extension to 2027, and I'm not clear, but did we give them a 2-year extension?
No, we did not.
Okay. I thought that I heard that, so that's what I want to know. So it is only to what is recommended on the paper.
Correct.
Thank you.
Okay. Any other general comments tonight? Hearing none, seeing none, I'll close the general comments. Next regular meeting will be May 13, 2026, 6 p.m. at the Silverado Ranch Community Center. I'll make a motion that we adjourn.
There's no clock.
At 6:43 p.m.
Nice.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries.
Good job, guys.
With the record.